Chapter 32. Manfred Steiner fastened his safety belt and lay back in the seat of the Boeing 707, feeling slightly nauseated with relief. Arnsides was in, and he was safe. Harry Hirschfeld had sent for him 2 hours before to wish him farewell and good luck with the talks. Manfred had stood before him, trying desperately to think of some way in which he could bring up the subject naturally. Harry saved him the trouble. "By the way, I'm giving Arnsides the Sonderditch. Reckon it's about time we had some young blood in top management." It was as easy as that. Manfred had difficulty in persuading himself that those threats which had kept him lying awake during the past 4 nights were no longer of consequence. Arnsides was in. He could go to Paris and tell them. "Arnsides is in. We are ready to go." The note of the jets changed, and the Boeing began to roll forward. Manfred twisted his head against the neckrest and peered through the Perspex porthole. He could not distinguish Terry's figure amongst the crowd on the observation balcony of Jan Smuts Airport. They taxied past a Pan Am Boeing, which cut off his view, and Manfred looked straight ahead. Instantly, his nostrils flared, and he looked around quickly. The passenger in the seat beside him had stripped to his shirt sleeves. He was a big, beefy individual who very obviously did not use deodorant. Almost in desperation, Manfred looked about. The aircraft was full. There would be little chance of changing seats. And beside him, the beefy individual produced a pack of cigarettes.
"You can't smoke!" cried Manfred. "The light's on!"
The combination of body odour and cigarette smoke would be unbearable.
"I'm not smoking," said the man, "yet."
And placed a cigarette between his lips, his lighter ready in the other hand. "Nearly 2,000 miles to Nairobi," thought Manfred, with his stomach starting to heave.